And the next speaker is Audrey Friedrichsen.
Good afternoon, Doug. Yes, my name is Audrey Friedrichsen. I'm an attorney. I am the land use and environmental advocate with Scenic Hudson, Inc. Our office is in Poughkeepsie, New York. I have a brief written statement I would just like to read into the record. Scenic Hudson works to protect and restore the Hudson River as an irreplaceable national treasure and a vital resource for residents and visitors. A crusader for the valley since 1963, today we are the largest environmental group focused on the Hudson River Valley. Scenic Hudson combines land acquisition, support for agriculture, citizen-based advocacy, and sophisticated planning tools to create environmentally healthy communities, to champion smart and economic growth, open up riverfronts to the public, and preserve the valley's inspiring beauty and natural resources. I'd like to address some of the environmental impacts that we believe could result from this proposal. First, to the river itself. West Point Partners proposes to install direct current cables beneath the Hudson River bed for 77 miles, including directly through seven significant coastal fish and wildlife habitats. Those are the Vosburgh Swamp and Middle Ground Flats, the Catskill Deepwater, the Germantown Claremont Flats, the Esopus Estuary, the Flats, and the Kingston-Poughkeepsie Deepwater and the Hudson Highlands. These habitats exhibit unique and higher quality wildlife values than the river generally, and also help to support populations of rare, threatened, and endangered species. Species dependent on these important habitats could be significantly affected by construction impacts, including noise, light, suspended sediment, and construction traffic. These habitats also provide vital breeding and overwintering habitat for a number of species protected by federal and state law, including the short-nose and Atlantic sturgeon. The Commission must carefully consider any impacts of the construction, operation, and maintenance of the line as they may have on these designated species. Further, construction activities could disturb habitat of the federally endangered bald eagle, which breeds and winters in marshes, coves, and inlets in the areas of the Hudson River in which the cable is proposed to be installed. The installation of the proposed project under the bed of the Hudson River also has the potential to resuspend and redistribute contaminants settled into the river's sediments, impacting water quality, aquatic species, and human health. Especially in areas where methods other than jet plowing may be necessary, the risk of resuspension must be minimized, particularly in areas known to have high concentrations of PCBs in sediments such as the Kingston Reach area. Scenic Hudson was an intervener in the prior Article 7 proceeding for the Champlain-Hudson Power Express Line, which is a similar submarine HVDC project. During the course of the settlement negotiations for that project, exclusion zones of particularly sensitive areas where cable installation would be avoided were delineated by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. The West Point project must conform with these same exclusion zones in order to minimize impacts to aquatic resources. In addition, the impacts of the CHPE project will be offset by a mitigation fund which was established for the benefit of the waters that it traverses. And our position is that a similar fund should be established if this project is approved as well. To avoid potential impacts of heat emanating from the transmission cables, particularly on sensitive migratory species, they must be buried to the maximum depth achievable or a minimum of 6 feet below the sediment water interface. They should be installed vertically to minimize any magnetic field, and underwater cable installation activities must be limited to certain times of the year to avoid impacts on migratory species. With regard to impacts on land, we note that West Point Partners has proposed to build its northern converter station on 5 acres on Flats Extension Road here in the town of Athens, then run underground cables through the village east to the river. This traverses the village historic district and a heavily residential area. The proposed route could impact public health, safety, impact aesthetics, and property values as it travels right down the heavily residential Vernon Street. Further, the proposed location for the converter station is in an area that is zoned as open space and conservation district, and public utilities are prohibited. A more appropriate location should be found to minimize the environmental and community impact. The station building will also have significant visual impacts on a landscape otherwise dominated by open space. It would be 50 feet tall and have lightning masts of 70 feet in height on top of that, making it visible to the Olana Historic Site across the river. In Verplank, the proposed southern converter station is in what is now a wooded buffer zone. This facility would emanate a constant tonal noise in a quiet hamlet and will be situated very close to many single-family homes and immediately adjacent to a Little League field. This site is entirely unsuited to heavy industrial use. Therefore, the project, which could have significant impact on property values near the converter stations and could require exercise of eminent domain for the underground portions of the line traveling between the converter stations and the river, we believe that alternate routes remain within the existing utility or transportation rights of way that should be fully evaluated and strongly preferred to the currently proposed route, which would disturb historic districts and residential areas. These stations should be located in existing industrial centers where they would be compatible with the surrounding land uses. With regard to cumulative impacts, I had mentioned the previously approved CHPE project, which would also traverse through the Hudson River for much of the same distance as this project. Given this fact, potential cumulative impacts to sensitive river habitat if both projects are installed must be fully evaluated. The exact route of the CHPE project was decided upon in order to minimize impacts, and in some areas it would be very difficult to install a second cable without significantly increasing these impacts. Further, the burial depth and the alignment of the CHPE bipole will make the magnetic field and its impacts on species that use magnetic fields to navigate minimal. Adding another cable nearby could significantly increase the impact of this magnetic field. These cumulative impacts of both of these proposed lines must be considered by the commission. Lastly, I'd like to address need. While the West Point project is not part of the current AC transmission upgrade comparative proceeding that's going on before the commission, the developer here claims that it will meet the same goal of projects under consideration in that proceeding. Which is to increase the transfer capacity in the congested Leeds to Pleasant Valley corridor by 1,000 megawatts. Our position is that the commission must carefully look at all of the transmission projects before it, even if they are the subject of discrete proceedings, to determine whether any or all of them are in fact truly needed. The commission must find that the West Point project is needed before it can grant any Article 7 certificate, and the need finding must be made in the context of other projects pending before the commission and recently granted Article 7 certificates. Likewise, if this project is ultimately constructed, the commission must evaluate the need for an AC transmission project with that in mind. So in conclusion, we believe that alternatives to the proposed converter station locations and cable route that could minimize impact must be fully evaluated. Those structures belong in heavily industrial areas, not in residential neighborhoods or in rural open space. The upland cable routes should be buried within existing rights of way to the extent possible, and alternatives to the submarine cable route, including the burying the line upland for all or part of the route to avoid significant habitats, should be considered. Finally, the project should not move forward at all unless a clear need is demonstrated in the context of numerous other transmission projects which are currently before the transmission. Thank you very much.
Thank you.